Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my saga, David Inherits a Kingdom. But as normal, it's filled with twists and turns, just as real life is. David becomes king, but not king of Israel. He was anointed by Samuel many years before. The kingdom has been torn from Saul, but now, well, step into my story and see. Israel had no king after the death of Saul. The cities of Judah made David king over them. Abner, son of Ner, commander of Saul's armies, made King Saul's son king over Israel. But only part of Israel followed the new king. The civil war has begun. In the first battle, Abner, the commander of the new army of Israel, lost 360 men in a battle against Joab, who led the forces of David, and they only lost 19 men. The war between the house of Saul and the house of David continued for years, with David growing steadily stronger. Abner became a thorn to Saul's son, and as time went on, Abner even came to David with a plan to turn the rest of Israel away from the house of Saul and back to the house of David. But Joab wanted revenge for the killing of his brother. Joab sent word to Abner that he needed to meet with him in Hebron. It was there that Joab had his revenge. Quietly, he met with Abner alone in a private meeting, and then stabbed him in the belly and watched him die. Oh, King David mourned the death of Abner. He sang a chant to honor him. Should Abner die as a fool? Your hands were not bound, nor were your feet put in fetters. As one falls before the wicked, you have fallen. All the people wept again over him. The people saw David's sorrow and knew he had nothing to do with the killing of Abner. The house of Saul seems to be losing its grip on the kingdom of Israel. David is growing in power as the people slowly warm up to him. As you can see from my story, David is a very emotional guy, and his people are a reflection of his passion for the God of Israel. Yet, the civil war is not over yet. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.